This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Three people were killed in Myanmar on Monday at demonstrations against last month's military coup, and hundreds of protesters in the main city Yangon pleaded for help after they were cornered by security forces after dark. In a sign of the growing Western outrage at Myanmar's military, Reuters is reporting the European Union is preparing to target businesses linked to the army. The junta has come under increasing foreign criticism for its attempts to crush protests and reestablish control over the country, where the UN says more than 50 people have been killed since the February 1st coup that ousted elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The death toll from an accidental explosion at a military camp in Equatorial Guinea rose to 30 on Monday, according to state television, after 10 more bodies were found in the ruined site. 600 people were injured in the blast, which also flattened homes near the camp. Race, title, and anguish. Meghan and Harry explained the British royal rift in their first wide-ranging interview with Oprah Winfrey, which aired Sunday on CBS. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Harry and Meghan described painful palace discussions about the color of their son's skin.
Concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born.
It was awkward. I was a bit shocked.
Losing royal protection and the intense pressures that led Meghan to contemplate suicide.
I just didn't want to be alive anymore.
Harry told Oprah he felt trapped by royal life and was surprised he was cut off financially and left for a simple reason.
Lack of support. And lack of understanding.
Interview courtesy of Harpo Productions, CBS. I'm Julie Walker.
For more, go to voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. Pope Francis says his meeting with top Iraqi cleric Grand Ayatollah Ali Sistani had been good for his soul as he returned to Rome following his historic trip to Iraq. Speaking in an in-flight press conference, the 84-year-old pontiff admitted the packed three-day visit had been more tiring than previous trips, but he defended making the journey despite concerns about coronavirus and security, saying he took the decision conscious of the risks. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday rejected the last of three cases brought to the justices by former President Donald Trump challenging his election loss, bringing an end to his quest in the courts to hold on to power. The court, without comment, declined Trump's appeal challenging thousands of absentee ballots filed in Wisconsin, an election battleground that the Republican businessman turned politician lost to Democrat Joe Biden by more than 20,000 votes. Mr. Biden became president on January 20th. Authorities in Ethiopia's Tigray region on Monday accused security forces from a neighboring region of kicking thousands of Tigrayans off their land in recent days, highlighting territorial disputes inflamed by the ongoing conflict. Tigray's interim government says thousands of Tigrayans have arrived in the town of Shire in the region's northwestern zone from towns farther west since Saturday. Demonstrators blocked key roads across Lebanon on Monday in protest at the country's political paralysis after its currency hit record lows on the black market. Lebanon is in the grips of its worst economic crisis in decades, compounded by the coronavirus pandemic. Afghanistan now has COVID-19 vaccine doses ready for distribution, shipped via the COVAX facility. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
...of the COVID-19 virus... UNICEF says that the global vaccines partnership COVAX has shipped over 460,000 doses of the Covishield vaccine. The arrival in Kabul marks a milestone moment. Afghanistan is the first country in Central Asia to receive the vaccine via the COVAX, the facility set up to deliver at least 2 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines by the end of 2021. The nation's acting minister for public health says the imminent rollout of the vaccine means that around 234,000 people, including teachers, will be better protected from the ravages of the COVID-19 virus. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on any of today's top news stories, please visit us at voanews.com or use the easy-to-use VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.